everybody. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. Welcome to Tractor Fiction. Here on Tractor Fiction, we take a look at the work of Jack Chick, and then we have a little debate about it afterwards. This is a very special edition because it is, of course, Halloween night, when supposedly, as we learned during other tracks, children are being killed and things like that. But this tract is called Happy Halloween. Now, this is, oddly enough, not a tract about children sacrifices or evil witchcraft or anything like that. But nevertheless, it's about Halloween anyway. So there you are. Why don't we just get right into the tract so I don't jabber more. Here we go. Happy Halloween.
It was a dark and oh-so misterioso Halloween when three boys went tromping through their neighborhood, a neighborhood just like the one you live in. The boys were too old to be dressed in costume for Halloween, but even so, they'd gotten it into their heads to check out a haunted house that had been set up nearby. The house was all decked out with Halloween decorations. Jack-o'-lanterns, spiderwebs, tombstones, full-sized replicas of Jason Voorhees.
Hey, there it is.
Let's do it.
My mom said not to.
Come on, chicken.
Ugh, spiderwebs.
I don't like this.
The boys entered the house, parting the webs with their hands as they pressed on, when suddenly, a giant spider dropped from the ceiling.
Yeah!
Run!
The boys ran like the cold wind that blew through the land of the dead, and once in the next room, they stopped to catch their breath.
I was never so scared!
Look, it's a witch!
Indeed, Timmy was right. A witch stood across the room from the boys, stirring her cauldron.
She doesn't scare me!
Happy Halloween! Goodbye!
And with that, a trap door opened beneath the boys, and they fell into darkness. They landed on a pile of hay with a thud.
Hachi-machi! Ugh! Oh. Ow! There, what's that?
Before them was a circle of flames, surrounded by every hideous beast they could possibly imagine. In the center of the menagerie of creatures sat one horned man bethroned. He was clearly the master over this inhuman rabble. He opened his snarling lips, revealed his fangs, and spoke.
Welcome to the Abyss. You'll be spending eternity with us.
No way!
We're out of here!
The boys burst into another run, speeding off like they were being chased by the devil himself, which, I suppose, was what they actually thought at the time. They ran and ran and did not stop running once they got out of the house, even when they got near the road, which, as you know, has cars driving on it.
Timmy, look out!
Crap!
But it was too late. Timmy ran out into the road, and a screech and a thud later, he was dead. The paramedics arrived, but they could do nothing for the boy.
I'm Charlton Heston. In addition to being an actor, I'm also a paramedic, here to say that I'm sorry, we lost the child. By guns! I can't believe Tim is gone!
It could have been any one of us.
But as lousy of a time as the two surviving boys were having, Timmy was having it even worse. A group of black spirits had arrived and pulled his soul out of his mutilated corpse.
Hey! That's me!
Not anymore! You're dead!
The spirits pulled Timmy down through darkness into the underworld. Before him was an even bigger circle of flames, surrounded by beasts more hideous than he could possibly have imagined. In the center of the menagerie of creatures sat a much scarier and more realistic horned, bethroned man. He opened his more snarlinger lips, revealing his fangier fangs, and spoke.
Oh, hey, it's you! Welcome to the Abyss, Timmy! You'll be here for eternity, because you died in your sins. Sorry.
Crap.
The next day, back on the mortal plane, the two remaining boys were despondent.
If I listened to you, Mom, Timmy wouldn't be dead.
Eh, at least he's in heaven. Right, Mrs. Baxter?
Oh, how I wish he was, Bobby. I cried all night when I heard he was dead. I loved that boy. He was in my Sunday school class and was one of my favorites. But he refused to repent of his sins and give his life to Christ. He was more concerned with impressing his worldly friends. Not you boys, I mean his cool friends. So he quit Sunday school yesterday. I explained to Timmy one last time that Jesus was the only way to heaven. But he said,
"When I get old, I'll think about Jesus. But until then, I don't want to talk about him."
He laughed at me and said I was a fanatic.
Fanatic?
It broke my heart. Bobby, that decision caused your friend to be sent to hell forever.
Look, lady, that's impossible. Timmy was
a good kid.
Don't make the mistake of believing that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. That's a lie straight from the devil. We all deserve to go to hell because we're all sinners.
Well, then nobody has a chance to get into heaven.
Not true, Bobby, because God loves us. He made a way for anyone to get to heaven. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to earth to die for us. We deserve to be punished for our sins, but Jesus took our punishment for us on the cross. Those who believe in Jesus as their savior go to heaven, but those who reject him go to hell.
All right. Let me get this straight. Lady, you're telling me that being a good person won't get me into heaven.
No, Bobby. You must accept God's love gift, Jesus Christ.
Hey, so if Timmy hadn't done that, he'd have gone to heaven?
That's right, but he turned the Lord down.
Hey, is he going to get a second chance?
No, Bobby. Once you die, it's settled forever.
All right. Jeez, Miss Baxter, I don't want to turn down God's way into heaven.
Then turn away from your sins, Bobby, and give your wife to Jesus.
All right. Here's the deal. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for me. I'm sorry for my sins, and I'm going to ask you to forgive me. Please come into my heart and save me right now. I feel so safe. I know I'll get into heaven when I die. Hey, I'll never forget this Halloween.
And that's the end of the tract. Amazing stuff with saving and Halloween stuff. Okay.